The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 43 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. If you hear little ramblings in the background, I'm currently sitting with my dogs, and they are being quite entertaining yet naughty, so I apologize in advance. It is raining outside and they're kind of bored. But anyway, today I want to talk about something I addressed on the main channel several times. I just recently covered it in a Q&A on the second channel, but I kind of wanted to elaborate a little bit because I know summer courses are coming up. You guys are very serious about your summer courses, and many of you go to a summer intensive hoping to stay for the year. And a lot of you want to know what the best practice is to do that, how to do that, how to get noticed, how to get them to ask you to stay. So we're going to be talking about that because I lived through that. So the first point I want to remind you guys of is that this is your career. This is your training. Don't be afraid to kind of not put yourself out there in a rude way, but stand up for yourself. Don't go into your summer course expecting them to roll out the red carpet for you and ask you to stay and all this kind of stuff. And, oh, well, of course they're going to ask me to stay. I don't even need to worry about it. Never go in there assuming that. Ever, ever, ever. If they do happen to just ask you without you saying something or inquiring about anything, that's a bonus. Always assume they are not going to ask you. Because remember, guys, especially with some of the big schools, there are 300 kids there and probably 80% of them want to stay for the year. So they have a lot of students to look at. They have a lot of decisions to make, you know, so just don't assume that they're going to ask you, even if you are an amazing dancer. Don't assume it. So what I would do day one, you know, usually there's an orientation meeting or there's some sort of day one thing, placement class. Go into the office, and you can be perfectly nice about it. You can schedule an appointment if you have to. Day one, go into the office and say very nicely, "Hi, I was just wondering, I'm very interested in staying for the year. What can I do to kind of get that going? Do I need to put my name on a list? Should I tell someone? Do I need to sign anything?" If you and your parents have decided that you are going to try and stay at that school for the year, make sure they know you are interested, because they are far more likely to look at you then. Even if there isn't a list, even if you can't sign anything, they've heard you say it. "Oh, so-and-so in level 5 really wants to stay. Let's look at her." You know, you've put the seed in their brain and they will remember it and they will be very interested in looking at you because you are interested in staying. You know, they're not going to want to ask somebody and then have them say no. That's just more work for them. You know, "Oh, well, that's somebody else we have to knock off," you know, knock off the list. They're going to want to know the students that are interested in staying, because remember, while it is about talent, yes, absolutely, it's also a business. It's a school and they want to make money. They want to fill those spots. You know, they want to be considering people who genuinely want to stay for the year-round term. So make sure you go into the office. Be brave, guys. Be brave. I did this. SAB, I did this. At the time that I was at SAB, the couple years before, there was a list you can put your name on. When I went, there was no list. And last I've heard, there is now a list again. So I'm not sure where they stand on that. But go into the office. Be brave and bold. You don't have to be rude or, you know, grand about it, but just say, "Hi, I'm very interested in staying for the year. What can I do to move that along? What can I sign? Do I need to do anything? Should I let someone know? I'm very interested in attending the school for the year-round program." And the worst thing they can say is, "Actually, we don't do that, but thank you for letting us know." And you go, "Okay, great. Thank you so much." And yet, even though it seems like you haven't, you know, your name's not anywhere or anything, they will remember. Yeah, because it's a business. You know, if you're going to one of the big summer programs, you're obviously somewhat talented, right? You auditioned, you got accepted. So remember that. Yes, it is talent, but it's hard work as well. But it's also a business, and they want to take students and get that tuition money for their school. So be brave and bold and proactive about it day one. Don't wait till the last week and have them say, oh, well, I wish we'd known this sooner. We would have put you on the such and such list, but you didn't, you know, what if there is a list and you missed it? Be proactive about it day one. Second thing to remember is, yes, this is a ballet school and you are going to be attending this ballet school to be a professional. So they want students with incredible work ethics. If you come into class at the very last minute, do a couple stretches and start, you know, or late or kind of don't really assert yourself and stand in the back the whole time and only do the combination once, they're not going to want you because they're seeing further down the road, okay, they're going to be hard to work with in a professional company. You have to really know how to self-motivate to be in a company, big time. So in order to do that, they've got to see you at the school working hard from day one. I remember at SAB around, I was always the first one in the studio every morning. I got there super early. I did my exercises. I did my little whatever I had to do. And I remember winning an award as a student at the school. And my one thing Peter Martin said to my parents when I won it, he said, the one thing that always stood out to me about Katie from day one is her work ethic. Her work ethic is phenomenal. So guys, it goes a really long way. They notice. They really notice, especially at the big schools. What you don't realize is the people that come into class to take attendance aren't just taking attendance. Those people are writing down things to tell the faculty. They're writing down, you know, who's there, who's not, where are they standing. I learned very early on those people who come in to take attendance in class are little spies. Okay, so the faculty, always assume the faculty knows all. The faculty see everything. That's not to scare you. It's just to say, look, if you really are serious about staying at that school for the year, prove it. Be in class early. Go as many times in the combination as you are allowed. You know, don't do once across the floor and done. Do it at least twice, you know, unless they say, okay, everybody only do it once. If you can, without being obnoxious about it, do the combination again. Let them see you're working hard. Listen to the corrections. Apply the corrections. Do the arms and heads they say to do. You know what I mean? Because that shows you are easy to work with. You self-motivate and you will do well as a professional when they are not there to baby you. Because once you get into a company, you are on your own. I learned that very early on getting into my apprenticeship. Once you're a member of the company, you are no longer nurtured along as you were in ballet school. It is like, all right, sink or swim, see how you do. So show them the work ethic. And kind of like that, what I was just saying, the other thing is to make sure you do the combinations the way they give them. You know, the right arms, the right heads. Don't kind of do your own thing. And especially if you are at a stylized school, like a Balanchine school or a Vaganova school, do the technique properly. Don't cheat at a Balanchine school and do a pirouette from two bent knees. They're not going to like that. Everybody at the year-round program does a pirouette with a straight back leg. No questions asked. So if you can't do that and you start to cheat, they're going to say, oh, well, she's a really good dancer, but she's not the right style for us, so we're not going to ask her to stay. You know, she's not trying to adapt. You've got to be able to adapt. You've got to be able to learn the new technique or at least show them you are trying. You know, even if you can only do a single with a straight back leg, it's better than doing a triple with two bent knees and having it not be what they want. So make sure they see you are trying to do the combinations exactly the way they gave them. Make sure they see you are trying to develop that particular school's style. Because again, that shows you are easy to work with later. You know, a choreographer might come in and do a piece on you, and you've got to adapt to their style. You can't look like a swan doing a contemporary piece, you know? You've got to show that you are adaptable and that you can change your style and that you're easy to work with. And that starts in the summer course, doing the combinations the way they want. The rest is easy. It's kind of self-explanatory, you know? Do your best. Apply corrections. Make sure that you are just each and every class giving it 100%. I mean, that's sort of self-explanatory. But the biggest thing I can say about trying to stay for a year-round program is day one, two, latest day three, make sure you have gone in the office and planted the seed. Very gently, very kindly, but if there is a list, you need to put your name on it. You really do, because then that automatically makes them look at you and puts it in their mind that you want to stay for the year. Show them the work ethic. Show them that you can apply corrections and do the style. And just give it your all, like you would at any ballet class. You know, nobody goes to a summer intensive and wants to look like they're slacking off or thinks, oh, great, I can take it easy this summer. You guys know the word summer intensive means it's going to be intense. And it's a chance for you to develop that technique and just get better. So you guys shouldn't have a problem with being lazy and not working hard. But it goes a long way to show that work ethic if you're trying to stay for the year. So for today's Katie's Corner, I'm going to kind of self-plug a little bit. I don't do this a lot, but I know a lot of you follow me on my main channel on YouTube. But some of you actually didn't know I have a second channel. It's a vlog channel where I kind of take you along for daily life. Right now I'm taking everybody along for wedding planning, as my wedding is literally in 2.5 weeks. Hello, stress. And but the reason I want to mention it is because so many of you love asking me questions and I love answering them for you. And almost at the end of every vlog, maybe every other vlog, we do a big Q&A. So you'll get a Q&A constantly. And right now I'm trying to vlog every day, if not every other day. And there's always a Q&A in there somewhere. So we've talked about so many different things. I answer questions there more than anywhere else. So please take a look at that channel. Watch some of the Q&As, and I hope you guys enjoy it. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan, and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.